UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
De novos.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Well, good morning.
I'm a little bit with you, Maddie, because you've gotten your revenge out on me because of the whole Slim Tea incident where I apparently peer pressured you into taking Slim Tea. Mm. And yesterday we went and got something to eat.
Hungry Jacks.
On the way.
Little team lunch.
And then last night I was on the loo and I didn't feel very good.
Jade, you had a small cheeseburger meal, doll. I had two Whoppers, a cheeseburger, nuggets and chips, and I was still fine.
Yeah, well, I wasn't. So I reckon you either poisoned it or you just had an intuition of which was the dodgy burger and I got it.
Question for you, Jade.
Mm.
Between when you ate with Maddie.
Yeah.
And when you had the stomach issue.
Yeah.
Had you eaten anything else?
I had a cookie from the vending machine.
And that was it?
Wouldn't be that.
Yeah, and it was in date. I checked. Jackson was like, make sure you check the date. Make sure you check it. And I was like, oh, okay. And I looked and it was in date. And then I only had a quarter cup of porridge in the morning.
And that was it?
And that was it.
Your poor little tummy can't take some fat and oil. That's all it is.
I'm sensitive to weird meat. Like, if the meat's slightly off, I'm set.
Jade, the burger wasn't off. I'm fine. You're being dramatic.
Did you not have dinner or something, or was this before dinner?
This is before dinner.
And then you were fine by dinner?
No, like this is, I was slightly fine before dinner and then it was like a volcano afterwards.
Well, from one drama queen to another, what a morning I've had, because really I have no moral high ground to be late to work, especially this week after last week. So I woke up at like 5:20. I thought, yep, no, I can still get an Uber to work. It's all good. So I had a shower, got ready, you know, had a cigarette in the balcony. I'm like, yeah, I've still got time. Do you think any Ubers were around? Or DDs or Olas? There was nothing. They were all out at Warner's Bay for some reason. So I had to get a taxi. So I just arrived. I put moisturizer on my toothbrush and I pocket dialed the boss on the way in.
And now you're getting accused of food poisoning.
Now I'm getting your issues
accused
on me.
Of poisoning Jay.
How was your morning, Crevo?
Oh, wait till the thing I've got to accuse you of. It's nothing. You've got nothing to worry about.
All right, guys. Big show today. Coming up, we're meeting another couple for our drive-through wedding, which is happening on Friday. Next, I've come across something. Kids shows, you know, they're the bread and butter in our children's development, right? Well, I've come to a conclusion that some kids shows are quite cooked.
Like really weird and
really
out there.
Weird and quite rude.
Have you been watching some?
No, I've just YouTube.
Just coming across stuff.
Anyway, I've got some examples for you next. It's going to blow your mind, guys. I'm doing it after Vance Joy Riptide at New FM. Good morning. Shells about today. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Tops of 20 degrees on the coast today. And this morning, I've got some examples for you guys of kids' shows that are completely cooked.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, somebody please think of the children.
I'd like to read you a story today.
I've been looking forward to this.
None of us have kids, so we're not really exposed to kids' shows. But yesterday here on the team, we're just sitting around and talking to our boss who has four kids.
Yeah.
And he was just telling us about how, you know, the different shows that all the kids watch and stuff. So I had a look, and wow, I did some investigating Tracy Grimshaw style last night and found some very cooked kids' shows.
They are a little bit crazy.
I want to introduce you to a show, right? It's called In the Night Garden. So if you're worried about your child developing proper English skills, maybe not the show for them to watch.
All
check
right.
this out.
The Tomblyboos. Hello, Tomblyboos. Omlyboo, Tomlyboo, knock on the door.
They've got no Omlyboo, pants on at this Tomlyboo, point as well. I just want to point that out.
On the floor.
What are they, little people?
Omlyboo,
oh, they're Omlyboo, like a mixture of
here
creatures.
Is my nose. Omlyboo, Tomlyboo, that's how it goes.
Now, that's enough Omlyboo, to torture a human Omlyboo, being.
What is that?
It's weird. Anyway, they put their pants on and they all start making out. I kid you not, they're like bumping their faces up against one another. I'm going to play you their party scene at the end.
That's a pip.
What?
It's just weird. Like, what are they doing?
And why are they talking like that?
Well, I wouldn't say they're talking. Yeah, well, I feel like a dolphin would be more coherent.
I wonder what age group that's pitched at. Under fours?
I don't know.
Surely.
Guys, we lost the under fours in the last ratings. We really need to pick things up in this area.
Let's get rid of all audible talking.
Moving on to another show, Peppa Pig. Now, Peppa Pig.
Now, this one I've had exposure to.
Right. Everyone knows Peppa Pig.
One of the most popular shows for young people. Peppa Pig is very rude. So if your child has, you know, got a bit of lip and is talking back to you all the time, maybe check if they're watching Peppa Pig, because Peppa Pig likes to fat shame her dad.
Daddy said that the fish were tiny, but they're ginormous.
It's been a long time since Daddy was here. The fish have got a lot bigger.
Like Daddy's tummy.
Poor Daddy Pig. And it doesn't stop there. It continues.
Say the secret words.
Daddy's big tummy.
That's right.
They've made it such an issue that it's the secret password.
Leave Daddy alone.
And his big tummy.
Daddy Pig. And then Mummy Pig decides to step in and try to get Daddy Pig to do some exercise.
Maybe I should do a bit of exercise.
Yes, Daddy.
And I will start tomorrow.
Daddy Pig, you have to start exercising now.
Ooh. Very good, Daddy. Now I want you to do 100.
100?
Poor Daddy Pig.
It reminds me of that scene of Little Britain where it's like fat fighters, where it's like that Lady Marjorie.
It's like someone behind the like producing, creating teams going, you know what, like... Fat, let's, the dad bods are in. We don't like the dad bods. It's probably a group of women. Let's, you know, do a subliminal message to all the...
to get rid of all dad bods.
All dad bods.
Poor Daddy Pig. Anyway, guys, I'm sure I want to continue this series because I need to do some more digging. There must be many more out there.
I know. Thank We've you. Just looked at two shows, and both of them are off the wall.
What was the first one called?
In the Night Garden. So we've got some tripping balls and some fat shaming.
Wow.
Love it.
We wonder why there's problems with youth today.
That's so true. Hey, next is very exciting. Of course, like, times are a little bit tough at the moment. You know, people are struggling with jobs and stuff. But we like to help them out. And this time we're doing it by giving away some meat.
Oh, Beat the Meat is back.
Yeah. So very simple. It's one of the oldest radio games in the business, like Beat the Bomb, except we're doing it with sausages. 13-10-09 if you want to win a heap of sausages.
Okay, the lines are open right now. 13-10-09, that number again is 617. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
There she is, Dua Lipa, Physical, 105.3 New FM, 622. It's time to Beat the Meat.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausages.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human!
That's right. Very simple. All you need to do is beat the meat. So what we have is a Beat the Bomb style game. Mm-hmm. Instead of like a petrol or something boring like that, we've instead got sausages. All
Lots
thanks
of
to
sausages.
Singo.
We love
thanks a
sausage.
Lot, Singos, for hooking us up with this.
And Julie's going to be taking on Beat the Meat this morning. Morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Julie. Do you like beating the meat?
Yes.
I mean, I think you might be skilled at this. It's very good. So basically how this works is there is a bomb. Each time I speak, the sausage amount will go up and you need to stop it before, obviously, it explodes and you take away all the sausages.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right.
Pretty simple. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Let's beat the meat, Julie.
One sausage. Three sausages. Seven sausages. 12 sausages. 18 sausages. 23 sausages. 30 sausages.
Stop.
Hey!
Congratulations, you got 30. That's awesome.
30 sausages, all yours, thanks to Singo's, Julie. Sausage. How fantastic is that?
Are you going to be planning a barbecue on the weekend, Julie?
Yeah, why not?
You will be now.
I'll give you this. There you go.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's all thanks to Singer's Butcheries. Our prices are undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. I'm so glad Beat the Meat's back.
You know what? I love the adrenaline at this time of the morning.
It's good, isn't
it's
it?
It's early, but it's good.
I was like, don't miss out.
It's like watching the movie Speed with Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock. It's like, is the bomb going to go off? Oh, it's awesome.
We're going to have sausage meat all over the place.
But, guys, a bit of a predicament because we're chatting around the team. And
as we do.
As we do. And one of my sister-in-laws gets a little bit funny about her partner watching porn. And she doesn't let him. She's like, no, I don't want you watching any porn.
No films.
Out the door. I guess it makes her feel insecure, like she's not satisfying him in certain ways. That's probably like where it's all stemming from. So, you know, on 131009, is it right or wrong stopping your partner from watching porn?
Like, are you allowing Ben, your husband, to watch
it? If he
it?
Wants to,
you
go
don't
for
care.
It. Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, like a solo session is its own thing, isn't it?
Are you allowed to?
Yeah, do whatever.
You do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Oh.
And likewise for Emmy, if she wants.
Well, okay. Well, 131009, as Jade said, right or wrong, letting your partner watch porn. Prizes on offer this morning, doing it after the news at 6:26.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
And on 131009 this morning, we're asking the question, is it wrong to stop your partner from watching porn? Mm. If you've caught them out, maybe they're having a little bit alone time more often than with yourself, then maybe it is becoming a problem. I don't know.
Well, this was the big debate around the office here yesterday, and it's interesting to see because I think most men out there are like, you know what, that's fine. Nothing wrong with it. But a lot of women do not like their man logging onto Pornhub and the likes.
Well, my sister-in-law, found out. Honestly had a big meltdown, was calling everyone, what do I do? And I'm like,
I think it's
I don't
fine.
Understand the problem. But
yeah, just relax.
But obviously, I'm not satisfying him. And, she carried on. And I just said, you've got to talk to him.
Yeah, have a chat.
But I couldn't believe this was a huge issue for her. But we're taking your calls after this on 131009. Is it wrong to stop your partner from watching porn?
Mm. Okay, taking your calls next. Bottles of wine on offer this morning.
Oh, lovely.
Doing that after Semi Chum Life, Third Eye Blind. Good morning. The Novo's waking you up live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM, 6:38, 131009 this morning. Is it okay to stop your partner watching porn?
That's right. We have a delicious bottle of wine up for grabs for sharing your thoughts too.
Fresh from the cellar.
That's right. But 131009, letting your partner watch porn, is it right or wrong? This is because my sister-in-law had a meltdown calling everyone in the family going, I caught him watching it and carrying on. And it was
don't
just like,
you hate
awkward call to make or receive as well.
Way
to
family.
Air your dirty laundry.
Yeah.
Satisfying your husband.
Well, that's the thing. That's
I'm
the
sure
biggest
I'm
thing
sure
that
she is as well. Like, oh,
well, that's it. Well, just talk to him. But she's gone and done that. She checked in the other day. She's like, look, he's agreed to stop watching it because he understands
stop.
How yeah, it makes me feel. I know.
She's kidding herself.
She'll be at home. She'll be like, why is there a lock on the bathroom door now?
And it's a padlock as well, which is weird.
Around the team, real quick, I'm okay with it if I had a partner. Jay? Yeah.
I'm cool.
Prevo? Yeah, it's okay. It's fine. They're just different things.
Very good. Let's go to Rob. Good morning, Rob.
How you going?
Doing good, mate. Are you a bit of a porn watcher yourself? Or
oh, you think it's gross?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind a bit of porn.
Right, right. So do you have a missus?
Yeah, yeah. My wife, she doesn't like it much, but we've incorporated it into our social life now, and it's all good.
Oh, oh, so you mean, like, when you have relations, you incorporate the that porn in?
Yep.
Wow, oh, okay, that's a good compromise.
I mean, that's quite good. Rob, would you care if your wife started watching porn when you weren't home?
No, not at all.
Rob, did she...
Very chilled out man you are, Rob.
Did she explain as to why she didn't want you to watch it?
Yeah, she classes it as a form of cheating. In some description, but yeah.
A form of cheating. See, I think that really is going a little bit too far, don't you think?
But I feel like Rob's figured out a good compromise to just have it all part of the same shebang, if you will.
Hey, Rob, do you think she's listening at the moment?
Nah, sound asleep, mate.
Okay.
Yeah, good,
Rob,
good time to call.
Just quickly, you're really watching it on the sly still, aren't you?
Definitely.
No, I thought so. Good. I love your honesty, Rob. That deserves a beautiful bottle of red wine. Maybe you and the
missus.
Yeah,
you can enjoy that together. Very romantic.
Can enjoy your social life. Thank you, Rob.
I love that. Hey, Isaac, how you going?
Good, yourself?
Really good. Now tell us your thoughts. Is it right or wrong to be stopping your partner from watching it?
Well, if you're stopping them, then obviously they're missing something in the relationship. So I think, if they've got to watch it, then there's something missing. However, I am in a few groups and stuff on Facebook that it gets thrown around, and you know, you don't mind doing a little bit of window shopping yourself.
Isaac, are you watching it on the reg?
Oh no, I don't go searching for it. But then when you're in those groups on Facebook, you get 20 posts a day.
Under the
Hang on a second.
So hold on, Isaac. I'm just curious. Rewind there a minute.
You don't need to search if you've got 20 posts a day coming through.
Yeah. Oh, there's some funny shit that gets thrown around in the groups as well. So you get funny videos and you get some booby videos and you're like, oh, you know what? I'm a tits and ass guy.
Well, that's okay.
Interesting.
That's okay.
You said something at the start though. I want to go back to. So you said that it would you be upset if your partner was watching porn? Because it sounded like you said...
Oh, yeah. So if they were actively looking for it, say if I wasn't home and it was getting searched for, then I'd be like, oh, what am I doing wrong?
Really? Okay, that's interesting.
You usually don't hear the man that's, feeling a bit insecure about it. So, don't you just think, you know what, people get randy at different times, Isaac. Just, you know, maybe you're not home.
I'm only a phone call away.
Yeah, righto. Wow. Well, thanks for your honesty.
Very interesting.
With that gravelly, sexy voice, there you go.
Yeah.
Isaac, bottle of wine, all yours, man.
Yeah,
enjoy
coming
that.
Coming your way.
Wow, there you go, guys. It's interesting, isn't
it? See, it goes both ways. Mm. Guys and girls both get insecure.
Jackson, what about you?
It makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable. I mean, each to their own, but I think it, personally affects the psychology of, power relationships within a relationship.
So it's banned in your home.
That sounds very deep.
Yeah, I look a lot more into it. I studied it in uni. It does weird things to how you view sex and stuff like that.
So really?
I try to avoid it. Yeah.
There's a scientific opinion.
That's
a uni study behind that.
That sounds educated.
Yeah. Too intense. And that's not. I disagree.
Jade, zip it up your jacket really high
I
up
just
now.
Zipped my jacket up. That just made me feel really uncomfortable.
Jackson, what's the goss? What's on the way, mate?
Victoria Beckham's being trolled online, and it's going to surprise you who's doing it to her. Also, people annoyed at Kelly Rowland for what she's done on the Voice. I'll play some audio and tell you what happened there.
All right, minutes away. 6:44 with the Novos. Good morning.
The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Goss.
Oh, I love this moment of my day, getting all the goss from yourself, Jackson.
Yes. Let's start with Victoria Beckham. Someone commented on my voice the other day. They said I should do, like, late night love radio.
Oh, really? Like, okay. That's a compliment.
I've got to say, just before you proceed, Jackson, Jade whipped out her her man voice the other day, and I think that would suit that kind of radio as well.
Oh, really?
You remember? Oh. Come on.
I'll try and do it, but it's with a whisper. Hold on.
Well, really so deep.
We can turn the mic up. Here we go.
Got to get the tone right. Hello, baby. Ready to deal with mail.
Oh, is this the Kath and Kim edition? Kel, you're doing things to me. Hey, let's start with Victoria Beckham. She notoriously does not smile in photos, right? She's always very
serious.
Really?
Serious, yeah. She's smiles. Known to be the stone face bitch. Like, that's her thing.
Do you know what my grandma always says to me if I've got a frown on my face? Maddie, get the turd out of your mouth.
Mm.
She's got a bit of that happening.
All right, I'm just Googling imaging Victoria Beckham.
Yeah, never smile.
Not one smiling photo. Amazing.
And do you know what? She's my favourite Spice Girl. I really like a sour person.
But she's actually meant to be really quite funny, though. She has this image of being really stone-faced, but she's really quite hilarious.
And do you know what? She doesn't care because she's super rich and she has a hot husband, so...
Yeah, she's like,
have
whatever.
Have you seen the latest pictures of David Beckham, Jackson?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, I'll send it to you.
Has she explained why?
No, she hasn't explained why, but she's posted a photo with her son who's captioned it, "My mum doesn't smile, but look at her now." And she's been trolled. So in the comments, David Beckham has said, "How white are mum's teeth at Victoria Beckham? Looks like Ross from Friends," because there's an episode of Friends where Ross whitens his teeth.
I remember that. And they turn the lights off and it's like they've left a nightlight on.
Yeah.
Do you know what? They're a very cute family.
I love them.
I like their family
I've never
values.
Met them.
Neither, but they're just the sort of the family you want to be in.
And there's always these bombshell breakup rumours around them, but I think they're pretty rock solid,
yeah.
To be honest.
Well, they, Bex and Posh have been together for at least 20 years
I
now,
I think
right?
so. Yeah.
That'd be one of the longest celebrity relationships in history,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be.
Certainly beat Kim Kardashian's 52 days. Hey, change of pace. To the boys, I'm calling it. It's dead in the water for 2020. Yeah. So people are really mad because Kelly Rowland has done a bit of a backflip. So she's turned her chair for someone. She really liked their voice. But then this happened.
You had a beautiful performance, and I love the way you just told this story. It was so beautiful. But you know what? If I can be completely honest, I turned my chair around. But as I'm just feeling the energy out right now, I feel like you'd be best with Guy.
Now, if that isn't a fair representation of someone showing up for a Tinder date and going, actually, I've been catfished. You are not the person in your photos, then I don't know what
that's
it is.
That's the whole point of the voice. Is you supposed to do it based on the voice?
But yeah,
like that's why the chairs.
That's an insult in a way. I'm not digging your vibe.
That's why the chairs face the other way.
People on Twitter had a meltdown calling her out for being too brutal, which I kind of get. It was a little bit like you'd feel uncomfortable on that stage if you were that guy, and she's whipped her chair around, and all of a sudden, oh, actually, no, thank you, honey. Thank you, next.
Oh.
I would kind of get off though on being rejected by a Destiny's Child member.
Oh, wouldn't, you Maddie.
Nah, you'd be fuming.
You'd go into a meltdown.
How dare they? That'd be you.
If it was Beyonce, maybe, then Kelly, I'd be like 50%, but if it was Michelle, I'd be horrified.
Well, yeah. You're speaking the truth there, the gospel truth. Thank you, Jackson. Appreciate
that.
Up next, Crevo, there was a challenge set to us yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
Jay, explain more.
Okay. So basically I went braless, and you guys couldn't understand why I felt so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So, you know, we thought we'd put it back on you guys and set a challenge to wear some fake boobies,
for the show. To feel what it's like to be a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit weird, but. You know, I'm open to this kind of challenge and
I've always wanted
new
to know
experiences.
What it feels like to have boobs.
Really?
Yeah.
You're
of course.
Excited about this.
I am a little bit because, do you know what? All men sit there and go, oh, you know, I would never do that. But I think all men out there
secretly
would love to have boobs for a day just to feel what it's like.
Oh, well, you guys will have them for 2 hours very soon.
2 hours. Okay. Doing it next after the news, 6:56.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
New FM.
Connecting you.
And we got love.
Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Creepo. Creepo.
A big thank you to Happy Mobile Cafe who are out preparing our brews this morning.
Oh, I can't wait for the coffee this morning.
I know, happymobilecafe.com.au. And Crevo, I'm very nervous / excited, I'm not going to lie, about putting on some fake boobs for the rest of the show.
Yeah, Jade threw the challenge out yesterday because, Jade, for an hour you went without a bra just to see what it was like after, you know, listeners suggested you give it a go.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
And we were like, what's the big deal? You said, well, why don't you try having boobs for a day.
Yeah, that's
so. It's exactly what we're doing. So I've actually filled up four water balloons.
Four
that are out in the kitchen at the moment. I've cut some lengths of rope.
There's quite a lot of weight in this balloon here.
I would compare them to sort of the, like, KD mangoes, you know, like the ones that come from up in the Northern Territory.
Wish I had a scalpel and I could, like, cut you guys open and put them in, like, breast implants and sew them up. Oh,
that's quite violent.
I know it is, but I just it is illegal, but I just have this urge because that's what it looks like. It looks like you're holding a breast implant in your hand.
Anyway, I've got a couple of lengths of rope, so we'll, like, hang them around our neck, the rope, and they'll hang down around each side.
You'll have some hang dangers.
Exactly. I love that we're just casually ignoring Jade's threat to cut us open and shove a bullet in our chest cavity.
I decided to ignore that because I thought it was just.
Obviously,
just don't want
I
that
can't
in my life.
Do it.
But if I could,
because
I
because of the law, the stupid law.
That's what it I get the urge to do looking at it. But anyway.
All right, well.
The experiment happening next.
This is what we have to work with.
Yeah.
The constant fear of violence.
Psycho.
We'll also be switching on the New FM live stream on Facebook if you want to check out the whole thing as it unfolds.
Very good. Okay, right now, Katy Perry, Roar at New FM. Good morning, Newcastle. Katy Perry, Raw live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. It's 9 minutes past seven. This happened on the show yesterday.
You guys, I think to understand what I think women go through with having boobs, I think you guys need to tomorrow wear a bra and fill it up with a hot, like water balloons and give it a whirl.
To feel the weight.
To feel the weight of what it would be like.
I don't know about this.
You know, well, I'm down for that challenge. So, we're putting boobs on.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. My lovely lady love.
I can't believe that this is happening, actually.
I'm excited. Explain what we've got here.
So we've got four water balloons.
Yeah. Red in colour.
Red, yeah, they're very quite a shiny red, actually.
They're flesh colour.
And then we've got sort of a medium thickness rope that ties them together. So you've got two, like one on each end of the rope.
It's almost like nunchucks in a way, but with water balloons on the end.
Instead of deadly steel. Okay. Exactly right.
So just feeling them in your hands, Jade, how heavy do you think they are? If you had to guess.
They're actually quite accurate in weight and size.
So like
it
compared
feels like.
To yours, feel yours and then feel the balloon.
Mm, okay. Yeah, I reckon they're spot on.
Roughly.
Okay.
Roughly. I just cupped.
I've done a pretty good.
I just cupped myself and you've
I
done a good
job. I did a pretty
job.
Good guess, I think, by the sounds of it.
You did.
All right, so you're going to come around, Jade, and you're going to hang these around our neck and we're going to wear them for the next 2 hours to have a real feel of what it's like to have this.
Because,
as you said, Jade, you know, it's a struggle.
It honestly, it for me, some women maybe not, but sometimes I find it really hard.
Yeah.
Especially around that time of the month, and women out there will understand what it's like.
All right, Jade, well, come on. You got to knight us with our
sensitive.
You go.
My first boobs.
All right, here we go.
Do Maddie first, because right. You go past me. I'm standing up here, and then I'll sit down, and we can do it that way. So Jade's coming around now. You're grasping them in your hands and draping them around his neck like some sort of war medal, actually, which is quite interesting.
All right, here we go. Okay. I'm letting go of the.
You feel the weight.
Letting them go. Okay. Okay, there we go.
Wow, they're quite heavy, guys.
So how do you feel? Is it like digging into your neck at all, that bit of rope?
You could have given me some perkier ones. These are hanging down near my groin. Like, what are you doing?
They're like grandma's.
All right, hang on. I'm getting my chair so I can sit down so it's a bit easier for you, Jade.
All right.
I feel like I'm winning a medal at the Olympics.
I hereby...
DJ Mike's outside. DJ Mike, they're not real boobs.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Get out of here, man.
So Krivo's now got his on.
Oh, my God. They are heavy, aren't they?
You've got your lady lumps.
And they do swing around a lot. I see what you mean by wanting to have a bra.
100%.
Oh, mine are too long.
Oh, it's too okay.
Long. Why can you give me the 90-year-old woman boots?
So. We can do a little knot at the back to raise them up a bit.
Yeah,
do you want to do that?
Yeah, we'll do that. There we go.
You've actually noticed the weight, which is really good.
It's a real thing. I can see why you, like what you're talking about with like back problems. This would weigh you down.
Yeah.
Hey?
They're quite heavy. I would say maybe like a kilo each.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe a bit more?
Maybe. No,
full kilo.
A kilo between them, maybe.
Yeah.
That's not a litre of water in each.
Okay. Well, there
about half.
Go.
Yeah,
well,
about a kilo each.
I did fail
together.
Well, very good. We'll keep these on for the rest of the show.
Keep you updated, like, on how the neck pain is going.
Going, yeah. And, well, neck pain's a serious thing as well.
I'm already
it's all about being self-aware of each other, and we're a team. And it's nice to know, like, we're that close on this show, which I love, that we want to experience what it's like to walk in each other's shoes.
That's right.
It's great. I love it. I love
next
us.
Next week, Jade's having a sausage in her pants for a day.
We have those beat the meat sausages.
Oh, that's true. We've got a couple of extras.
But guys, huge story, obviously, breaking this morning due to more coronavirus infections over in Fremantle. Port workers may have been exposed to COVID-19. So I think they're saying there's 6 new cases because of it. And we want to know on 13:10:09 this morning if you want to chime in, because obviously it's going to be what everyone's talking about at the moment.
Of course, yeah.
Ships, should they be allowed to dock in Australia in the current situation? Because it seems that all the new cases we're getting are from people being allowed to...
get off ships.
To get off the ships, get off the planes. But ships in particular, I think, is a big one. Mm. So... we're going to chat more about it in a sec.
Okay, 7:14 with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Krivo when you wake up. Rely on you.
One Republic, Didn't I Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM, tops of 21 degrees at Maitland today. And I've got to say, just about 5 minutes into having our pretend boobs on Krivo,
yeah,
I am loving life.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I found them a little bit difficult running back to the studio.
Well, this is what it's like to be a woman to all you men out there.
We're ticking off a little bucket list for you guys, because I'm sure, like, when you're a little kid, you've always wondered what it's like to have a pair.
You see, this is the thing, Maddie. You've said you've always wondered. I don't think I've ever thought about it.
Oh, you say that. You just got to be honest with yourself.
I am. I just haven't thought about it.
You too, Hamish, shaking your head. Come on.
But guys, obviously there's been a turn of events overnight with coronavirus. There's been this export ship that docked in Fremantle over in Western Australia.
Yep.
And 6 of the workers have actually tested positive for COVID-19, and now they're in quarantine in hotel rooms. But Hamish, you've got a little bit more information. So there were more workers on that ship.
Yeah, I mean, there's a crew on board the boat, and if 6 were tested positive, then there's a fairly high chance that the rest of the crew have been infected as well.
Exactly, but they've been allowed to get off the ship, haven't they?
No, they're on board the boat, and they're not allowed to leave.
Oh, that's not allowed to leave.
No, it's the same as the Ruby Princess. The crew are forbidden from leaving the ship.
Oh, that's good, because I was worried, because I was thinking, oh, no, we're going to have another Ruby Princess incident.
Well, you're obviously sitting here saying this morning, Jade, ban all cruise ships from even coming close to the country. Now, I don't think that's the answer here. We're always going to get new cases. I think this is just a reality of the future now. Like, there are going to be spikes. There will be clusters.
I just don't think we get a lot of stuff importing and exporting via ships. So I don't want to stop that, because I know the economy's already in a dire situation. But... Like it, with the risk of... Now they're saying that the Fremantle port workers may have been
infected now.
It's possible. They did wear full protective gear because there were concerns that some of the crew might have been unwell, and so they did take every precaution. This particular ship, it's not a cruise ship, it is a live export vessel, so it docked in Frio to basically take on board a whole bunch of sheep order to depart Australia with a full load of... So it's not a cruise ship, it is an export vessel. Ship,
but it is a risk. You know, people are saying that, you know, even if they are wearing, you know, the PPE gear and whatnot, you can't stop a virus. If you're going to catch it, you know, the people are saying that ships shouldn't be allowed to come and dock.
Come in at all.
In at all.
It's really tough. I mean, I think maybe you got to do a bit more. Like, maybe there should be temperature checking everyone as well. Like, or, you know, everyone who's going to be doing work on that day or something. I don't know if there's a way to, you know, add more layers of protection than we already are.
Well, it's really a sector, right? So that industry maybe needs to do a better job at...
Well, it's high risk at the moment, you know, and any industry that has a major risk or a major challenge to it needs to look at how its processes work to be able to solve it.
To be honest, that's what the Royal Commission underway in Sydney is for. It's basically to determine, you know, the best practices, because biosecurity for ships in Australia, it does need addressing. Yeah. It really does. And that's something that affects us here in Newcastle as well, too, because of the coal ships.
That's what I was about to say. Like, it's a concern for Newcastle, all of us living here.
So, I mean, this is that's one of the focuses of the Royal Commission. So, look, if anything comes out of this, it'll be that, I reckon. We will have a stronger biosecurity law and more clear, you know, the processes, whether it's federal or state. It is federal, mostly, but that'll become clearer after this.
Well, so it's only a positive, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're only going to get good things come out of these.
Very interesting.
These discoveries.
Sure.
Well, thank you for that. Up next, though, Jade, you've got your work laptop in front of you there, Dale. Now, it's a MacBook. You're very lucky to have that.
It's high end,
they don't,
you know,
usually give high-tech gear to staff around here.
Well, it would be worth about $6,000, something like that.
Oh, as if. Is this how much? I wouldn't know, actually. No,
I didn't buy it.
I was very lucky.
$2,000 laptop its heyday.
I always look after it. I've actually bought my own laptop bags. It didn't come with one, so I take generally good care of it. But yesterday...
Yeah. You spilled coffee all over it,
I spilled coffee on it, and it was panic stations.
Some are saying it should be taken off you now.
Oh, please. In your dreams.
There
you
are
guys
other
have
staff members here that, you know, could use the laptop,
and wouldn't spill coffee on it.
Yeah. It's time to give it up. Share the love, Dal.
Oh,
you've got to share the love.
So, anyway, look, it is working just, so I don't think you really want it, Maddie, or Crevo. But on 13:10:09, what destroyed the laptop? What did you spill on your baby?
Yeah, even more, extra points if it's a work laptop and it costs lots of money.
Of course.
All right, doing it after the news. 7:26 with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Poor old producer Jackson has just come in. I don't know if you know, Crevo.
No.
Someone has just robbed him of like $2,000 from his account, Wishin San Francisco.
So they called him and said, hey, just seeing this unusual transaction. Would you like us to see if we can attempt to stop it from going through? So he's on the phone to the bank and he's just like, yeah, try and stop it.
$2,000 on Wish? What are they buying?
I know, everything's like $3. Listen to this beautiful hold music. Been on hold for like 20 minutes. Okay.
Nothing worse.
That's awful.
What are they buying? Like, you're right. Are they buying one of those containers that fell off the ship? Like, I feel like $2,000 would buy a container full of Wish gear.
Yeah, and none of it you'd ever use.
No.
Well, fingers crossed it goes all well for you, Jackson. Keep us posted.
I will.
Coming up next, though, we are talking on 13:10:09, what destroyed the laptop, whether it be your own, a work laptop, somebody else's. Jade spilled coffee all over her work MacBook yesterday. The bosses, I don't think, know yet. They probably will
out
now.
As we chat about this now.
Yeah,
which
probably.
Is good.
Sorry, guys. I've cleaned it, though.
And half the keys still work, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, look, hey, I'm still able to do my job. So, you know, thanks to baby wipes and toilet paper, my problem's half solved.
You've got to treat the work gear better, doll. All right, taking your calls next after Aerosmith, Janie's Got a Gun at 105.3 New FM, 7.36, tops of 21 at Maitland today. Good morning. Aerosmith, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. 13:10:09 this morning. What destroyed the laptop, Jade?
Oh, yesterday I had a... it was actually a really exciting moment on the show for a brief split second where I was taking off my bra and then I was waving it around my head like a cowboy's lassoing, cattle. And then next minute, bam, my bra hits my coffee.
Bam.
It spills all over my laptop. And then it was panic stations. You know, Crevo, bless your heart, you were out running, got me some toilet paper. I've got my baby wipes out, trying to rescue the dire situation.
The thing is with copyright, it really gets into the circuit. So it'll sit there and it will harden and it will get worse over time.
Do you know where I got lucky, though? The fact that it was actually a proper coffee made from milk. Whereas if it was water, water's more dangerous.
Is it, though?
Yeah, it is.
I feel like that's totally made up.
No. No, it's not, because it's a thicker substance.
Well, it happens to a lot of people. Let's take some calls. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning. I can so relate.
Oh, tell us what happened.
Well, I don't know how on earth it happened. I poured myself a nice cold glass of water, gone to sit back at the table where my laptop was.
Yeah.
Sat the water on the table. Obviously, it wasn't sitting straight and straight over the keyboard.
It's a moment where you panic, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you lift it up and start tipping the water out. It was going fine. I was watching something, I think, on Netflix or whatever I was doing. And then the next time I've gone to turn it back on, of course, I'm password protected, as they all are these days, putting in the password and I'm trying to type and it's coming up telling me incorrect password. So I type it with one finger.
Incorrect password.
Oh. Are you kidding me? And I've realised the keys are all sticky and all doing strange things and possessed by the water that was spilt on it.
Now, possibly the most important question in this story, Sharon, did you own the laptop or was it a work laptop?
I did own the laptop, but it did go to worse. Laptop heaven.
And you know what, Sharon? So you're sad about your story you really thought that it was going to be okay.
Yeah, you got on with your Netflix.
And
then, I know. I just continued watching because it was fine at the time. It wasn't until you went to type. I'm like, oh, well, that's not working.
Computer says no.
Thanks, Sharon. Let's go to Gabby. Hey, Gab.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great. How are you?
Yeah, really good.
So tell us about your laptop death experience.
This is actually my partner. He got quite excited telling me about this. So he enrolled in a computer science degree when he was younger.
Yeah.
The three-year degree, he got 2 years in, and he got so frustrated with it that he picked up his laptop, threw it into his mirror in his room, and then proceeded to smash it into little pieces with a sledgehammer.
Oh my God. He also dropped
out of the uni at that point.
You know what? I can relate to that because I...
Can ya?
Well, I dropped a phone in the toilet once. This is many years ago. I took it out and I thought, yeah, I had some, hope that it would work and it just wasn't working. So I was so frustrated, I actually got the hammer and smashed it to bits.
Wow.
Jeez. You need to let the aggression out sometimes.
Does your partner always have such a temper?
And does he have a sledgehammer on hand at all times?
He does have a sledgehammer on hand at all times, but I'm not even kidding. He is the calmest person I know. Like, we've been together 4.5 years. He's never even raised his voice at me, and I'm pretty annoying, which makes me think that computer science degree must have just been absolute hell.
Must have been terrible.
Oh, thank you for that, Gabby. Appreciate that. Oh, wow. See, it happens, Jay. Don't feel too bad.
Yeah. You're lucky that thing survived by the sounds of it.
I know. You know what? It was that incense I burned and the cleanse I did on Monday morning.
100%. That was not it. next, though, over the last... couple of weeks, I've started to notice a lot of car dealerships around Newcastle have been advertising quite heavily, obviously trying to boost up sales again since things are freeing up, right? And I've I don't know if you've ever seen this, but a lot of car dealerships like to have like quite a yelly kind of sell on TV.
Yeah, they do.
And I've decided to go into YouTube and dig up some of the best yell sells of car dealerships. I've got some absolute pearlers for you. You're going to want to stick around. We're doing it next.
7:46, tops of 20 degrees this morning. Good morning. Oh, the boss is calling me.
Oh.
I have pocket dialing this morning. I'll just
answer live.
Hello, JT. You're live on the air.
Matty H.
Hey, I actually pocket dialed you this morning, so sorry if I woke you up.
Oh, that's still good, man. No worries.
All right, no worries.
Thank
Catch you.
You
later.
Bye.
Bye.
Jade, Matty and Crevo. The Novos.
Are you good? Tops of 20 degrees in Newcastle today. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. This morning we are talking car dealer yell sales.
Shut up and drive.
That is right. So recently I've seen heaps more car dealership ads on TV, and I love a yell sell. It's just part of the culture almost, I think.
It's almost the more professional version of a carny sell.
It is in a way. So I decided to like jump on YouTube and like find some of the best that I could. A lot of them do come from America, I'll give that. But some of them get really, really weird in the way that they're trying to sell cars. And these are serious ads that have run on television.
Well, do you remember, I think it's like Australian Fleet Car Sales, and they always used to have like the ex-footballers doing the ads?
Did they?
Yeah, it was a big thing.
Like, yeah, we've got thousands of cars here, thousands, ready to go, ready
And do
to
they
go.
Catch a footy in the shot?
Sometimes. That's the sort of vibe they go for. This first one we're going to have a listen to. I'll just explain a little bit about what happens in the video. Yeah. So it's this guy who looks like he would have done IT in the 1990s. So quite a serious tie, but then no jacket.
You kind of look like you do. You used to do IT. In the 90s.
Yeah. So it's like business suit, but then no jacket and short sleeves.
Oh.
He then also like proceeds to try and like link. Going, having a nice dance with somebody with buying the car, and also listen through part way. I swear he's farting on film. Have a listen to this.
Right now our prices are so low, we're breaking the bank just offering them to you. Do the hustle on over and check out all our great vehicles. We got cars that are so big, I'll even park in the driveway if that's what it takes to get you dancing, honey. I mean, I'll do everything else.
Avoid the dealer games at Smith Hyundai, a step above the rest.
What is going on there?
Some people like to be yelled at, though.
I think that might be the case.
Yeah, like if somebody's yelling at you to buy something, yeah, I think, you know, human nature is to just buy it.
It may be the case.
How do I shut him up? I'll just take it.
I'll just take it. A 5-year commitment to a $40,000 loan? No worries.
I love how in their mind, in that being a really good sell for a car, like how to get people into their car yard, it's like, by dancing with the girl in the advertisement, it means, like, subconsciously on a level that men are going to get lucky, like they're going to get a date if they buy a car.
That's right. That's what's so weird about it. This next thing, we're ratcheting up the weirdness another level because this guy is a sort of an older guy, maybe about 55 to 60, and he does the entire sell with a cowboy hat, then partway through tries to convince you to come in because of his wife's cooking.
Here we go.
I am Crazy Hubbard Whitfield. Come on down to Crazy Hubbard's used car lot. We've got prices slashing down from 2004s to 1989 models. Come on down here. You got to see these cars. We got Chevys. We got Fords. We got Daewoo. We got trucks like this nice Nissan Titan right here. Get yourself in one. Drive it home. Your wife's going to love it. Bring everybody you know and come on out here. Ask for my wife, too. She's cooking a pot of beans, and she'll love to serve some to you. So come on down, and we'll get you straight.
Beans!
It's just so weird. And what I love about this is they're having a creative meeting and they're discussing ideas, throwing them around, and deciding on that one.
Real talk, do you know what's quite fascinating about this? These ads all aimed at men. It's like, do women not buy cars?
Oh, that's a good point, actually.
Well, you know, I always say to Ben, you go in and do the deal because I always feel I'm getting ripped off.
And just think about it, right? They're trying to entice these men in with sex and food.
Sex and food. And beans, of all things.
Beans!
Oh, honey. We'll say hello, get in the kitchen, get cooking.
All right, one more to wrap this up, right? Yeah, yeah. And this last one has a few great things to listen out for. At one point, they try and sell it to you because they've got seals involved. They also offer $2,000, which is not a lot for most cars, for your car, and a guy pretends to be thrilled. And then they have one of the greatest catchphrases of a car dealership I've ever heard. Balloons are up, prices are down. Have a listen to this.
Today we're having a huge car sale.
You know, it's a seal, right? Well, that seal you're looking for, we can get you seal too. I think she's perfect.
Oh, yeah, we've been slashing prices all day.
It's August Luxury Motor Cars Plus Power Drive Sale. Doesn't matter what you drive, you get $2,000 for your car.
I got $2,000.
Prices are so smart. I brought my horse in. That's how good a deal you're getting today.
You come down, buy a car, I'm going to get you to step up to the wheel of pride. Welcome to August Motor Cars. Balloons are up, prices are down. Don't have a small dent on the hood. That's just from us hammering down the prices.
Oh, now, what did I just say at the start of this break? A car salesman's meant to be the step up from a carny, the slightly professional version. This guy's a step down.
He's below a carny.
He literally led a horse on, and then there was no reason for it.
Why is there a seal just splashing around in the car yard? Spinning wheels. Jeez.
Very fascinating. Good job there, Creevo. Yeah. I really love that segment.
Weird as it gets.
Guys, coming up next is, of course, our weather whiz kid. It's been a while since we've done this. Ashton is his name, mm-hmm. and we're so excited to have him reading the weather after the news next in UFM.
The No-Go's. No matter what. Head to newfm.com.au and register your details.
Being UFM's Weather Whiz Kid with the Novos.
My name is Ashton and I am in Year 5 at Gilston Public School. I would like to give a shout out to my little brother Zane and my friends William, Matthew and Oliver. A partly cloudy day ahead with possible showers most likely in the morning. We are expecting a top temperature of 21 degrees in the city, 19 degrees inland and 19 degrees around the lake. Mostly sunny with the slight chance of showers tomorrow and partly cloudy with the chance of showers most likely in the afternoon and evening on Friday. It's the Novos when you wake up. Kate, Tim and Marty for the drive home and Newcastle's best music on 105.3 New FM.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Creevo. Donovos.
Oh, that was sweet.
How cute was Ashton? He killed it.
Very well spoken.
Yeah.
I was hearing that and I was thinking this guy, you know, down the line could maybe like narrate nature documentaries or something like that.
Interesting. Give him a clap.
Wow, very well done.
Good on you, Ashton. His mum told us he loves the show, listens all the time. So what a little legend you are, Ashton. Good job, mate.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you. Representing Gilston Public School out there today. Hope you kids are all having a fun week back.
Yeah, the old first week back. Very good.
All right, guys. Up next, Jade, speaking of children.
Yes. On 13:10:09, mums and dads, grandparents even, if you've had to babysit at any point, we want to know the naughtiest thing your kids have ever done. What's the naughtiest thing they've gotten up to? Because obviously, some kids probably would have misbehaved in isolation.
Oh, like you've had them at home for what, nearly close to 8 weeks?
Yeah.
2 months, as if they haven't misbehaved.
Played up, but like if they've... I don't know, maybe they kept getting into the lolly stash that you had hidden away. You couldn't get them to do any schoolwork.
I think we're looking for naughtier than that, Jay.
Oh, like it's what's the naughtiest thing you have ever done, Maddie? Give us an example.
Well, when I was a child, I would have been about 7. And please don't ever do this. Yeah. I, with my little brother, were calling the emergency services like 50 times. and like making fart sounds when the lady would answer, and the police rocked up.
Yeah.
Right. Big trouble,
very big naughty. That's you would have been grounded naughty. For a very, very long time.
You know, what makes a child do that?
Well, you just question. You're what's unaware, especially at that age. But that's naughty. If your that's kids have been naughty. As naughty as Maddie, 13, 10, 09, taking doubt it. Calls.
All right, doing it next. The naughtiest kids story will give you a beautiful bottle of Hunter Valley red wine right now. Marshmallow, one thing right at New FM. Good morning. Cane Brown, Marshmallow, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM, 13:10:09 this morning. What's the naughtiest thing your child has ever done? Let's get
ridiculous! And we have a delicious bottle of wine to give away. We're rewarding you for having a naughty kid. And let's face it, all parents have naughty kids. We've all been there. I was a naughty child. Crevo, I believe you were as well.
Well, I did. The one that pops into my mind is I was definitely primary school, maybe around 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And me and this mate, we were hanging out in my bedroom, which was on the first floor.
Yeah.
And we decided...
Millionaire mark, multiple levels.
Hardly. It was a loft. But anyway, we decided to go out the window and climb down the wall of the house.
Wow. Did you hurt yourself?
Of course. Both of us did.
Really? Did you break bones or
we didn't break bones, but we were definitely like...
Winded.
Yeah, winded and, you know...
Where were you trying to run to?
We weren't running anywhere. It's a farm.
Oh, okay.
We were literally just climbing down the wall. You just thought it'd be a good idea to climb down the wall of the house. It wasn't.
Were your parents quite strict?
No. And that they just like do anything and then deal with the consequences if you've done wrong. That was
I like that mantra.
Yeah, I like that. I was totally unsupervised all the time.
Lucky you guys didn't believe you could fly. Things could have turned out a lot worse for you.
Absolutely true. we were going for the climbing, not flying.
What about you, Jade?
I'm not proud to admit this.
Okay.
And I, again, like in youth, you're wild and you do silly things. Mm-hmm. Don't do this, kids. We lived out in a couple of acres, sort of similar to you, Crevo, like everyone had sort of bigger acreage.
Yeah.
And so where we lived, there was this one house and they had this giant gnome. It was huge. It was probably about a meter high. And it huge. Was odd because they just had the one gnome in the yard. And you couldn't help but just want to, you know, steal it away. So me and a couple of my friends, we thought it would be funny to go and nick the gnome, and it just disappeared and went to Gnomeville for a weekend. And when we went to take the gnome, we actually thought it was going to be really light. It was solid, and we sort of damaged their fence a little bit. Like, because it was really
naughty
bad.
Jane.
Very naughty. We got in so much trouble.
And rightly so.
Yeah, never do that, kids.
Katie, what's the naughtiest thing your kid's done?
Well, it's kind of a bit cute. She's in kindy, and thank God she has been with all this homeschool. But she's been learning to read and write, and she found these craft foam stickers, and she's been writing bum on it and putting them everywhere.
Bum. Like
the bum?
Yeah, there was one on the back of my husband's work pants that she set up, like tried to stitch him up. And like, there's one on the dog. Like, if we had a visitor, which was only just recently, she put them on, like, her nana. It was very...
Everyone's getting bum stickers on
there. That's adorable. Naughty, though.
Yeah, you can't be too mad at that.
No, we're really bad.
Let's not stealing stuff from next door. Thanks, hey, Debbie. Debbie, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
That's the way. What's the naughtiest thing your kid has done?
Well, my son now is 29. His name's Matthew.
Oh,
and, good name.
Yep.
And you're not Maddie's mum, are you?
No, I'm 30 now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, just real check close, in. I was like, hold on a second.
He wanted to go to the park, and I said, we've got no fuel, mate, we can't go. So I went inside, and he comes flying in, and he said, Mum, we can go somewhere now, and I come out, and he filled me Tirana full of water.
Oh.
Yep, a whole tank full of water.
Debbie, what happened? Did it do long-term damage?
Well, no, I rang my dad and had a meltdown, and he come over and dumped it out, and then put meso in and fuel, meso fuel, meso fuel.
Wow.
And
all
Yeah.
Holy dooly.
You got to love a Tirana, right? Those things are like tanks.
I know, they were built tough.
No lock cap on it, so he was just, filled up.
That's sweet. How old was he, sorry?
He was three.
Oh, that's a 21st. Did you wheel that out at his 21st with the speeches?
Yeah, he's 30 this year, so, yeah.
You've been rubbing your hands together. It's finally time.
Bring it up again.
A story.
Oh, yeah, Debbie, got to give...
He's got a motorbike. Payback, mate.
Jeez. Got to give you a bottle of wine for that one, Debbie. Enjoy. Thank you for your calls this morning.
Next, though, we're talking about our drive-through wedding. This is very exciting. It's our next big Facebook Live event on Friday. We're going to be marrying someone. On our Facebook Live account. It's just incredible.
Amazing. It's going to be an amazing moment. Like, you know, everyone, I know school's going back at the moment, but there's no better way. Like, when the kids are going back, you can sit at home. Instead of relaxing watching Netflix, you can watch a real wedding go down and celebrate in all the happiness and joy.
Beautiful scenery down at Bar Beach. And, of course, I do love a radio wedding. Anything could happen.
That's right, of course. They will be arriving in a limousine and then just getting married and turning around and going.
Let's hope no one gets cold feet.
Well, there's no time to get cold feet. That's the thing.
So we've been meeting contestants all week. The winner of the competition will not know if they are, in fact, getting married until Friday morning, hours before the wedding.
That's right. There's no chance to pull out.
Okay, we're doing it next. 8:18 with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Mr. Big, currently 14 degrees at Warners Bay. This is 105.3 New FM, and it's time to meet another contestant for the Novos drive-through wedding.
I'm in the ring, but ain't gonna be no misses.
And I have so much going on with this wedding, and
I love the way that you walk into the room.
You ready?
You kidding?
I was born ready.
That is right. It's our very exciting event we're having this coming Friday. I can't believe it's happening. It's a big Facebook Live event. So in the morning on the show, we'll be revealing the winner. Mm-hmm. Even the winners will have no idea until that morning that they're getting married.
Not a clue.
What a whirlwind.
I know.
You guys haven't been married before, but just like...
That you know of.
Secret, Maddie, you want to tell me about later. But it's just, I just know, like, in those who have been married, it's very exciting. And just, you're already sort of nervous and you're hoping things go right. For these three, like, couples who are in the running to get married this week, I can't even imagine what they're going through right now. It would just be the excitement and the unknown. Might not happen.
Well, what I love about this, and I think you would relate, Jade, people get very uptight about weddings. I know you 100%. Would have been a nightmare, like, in the lead-up, just in terms of the stress and wanting everything to be perfect.
Yeah.
It actually just takes away that layer of stress. It's like, nah, you're getting married today. No ifs, no buts.
It's you don't happening. Even have time to really think about it.
That's
just
right.
Like we're doing it.
That's right. And it is very cool. Some other, you know, there's been some great little developments that have happened along the way. Another one, we're now getting a photographer. So Jordan Panowitz, Jay Panowitz Photography, does a great job. He's going to be there to take some amazing shots. It'll basically be, you know, the happy couple in the limo, you know, Bar Beach in the background.
Mm.
They're going to be actually... really unique wedding photos. With the limo there. So it's really cool. Joined by Jeff is, of course, the celebrant who's making all this happen. So it's really exciting. And, you know, this week we are meeting our finalists.
Well, we are meeting, as you said, another would-be bride. Right now it's Karen. Hey, Karen.
Hey, how you going?
Oh, doing good, Karen. First of all, thoughts and feelings. We're a few days out. Are you nervous, excited? What's the go?
Oh, a little bit nervous because I've kept it hidden, but...
Oh, have you?
We're all cool about this. We're sort of... We don't care if we don't have a wedding dress or anything. We're just going to get married.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
We've done it all before, but, you know, it's this time it's for real. We're soul partners.
So when you say you've kept it quiet, you haven't told any friends or family?
No.
Right. No. So it's just going to be a surprise for everyone that you know.
Yes.
Some people won't be impressed
because they won't be able to get there.
Well, they've got certain expectations. But the great thing is they can watch it on the Facebook live stream.
Oh, sweet. Okay, I didn't know that. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everyone can watch, and, you know, that's part of the great thing with, you know, state travel banned and stuff at the moment. People can't necessarily get there, but everyone can watch from anywhere in the world live.
Yeah, cool.
Now,
cool.
Karen, tell me, how long have you been engaged, and what's your partner's name?
My partner's name's Brendan, and we've been together for 4 years. He did ask me to marry him, but I said no.
Oh, okay. Why? What made you say no?
Because I'd done it before. We were friends. We started off as friends. And it was just so good. And you know, you don't fix something that's not broken.
You don't want to stuff it up.
Yeah, that's right. I don't want to jinx it. So I just said, no, it's all cool. And then, time's gone past and I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. I just want to live life. And we got some news that I said, let's do it. So I asked him again, probably about a year later.
Wow. So has Brendan been married before?
Yes, he has.
Okay,
yes,
so you're both yeah, all right, okay.
Well, this is good. I'm sending out all the good vibes to you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. Yeah. He's so excited. Like, he's just been wanting to get married every day. So far.
Isn't that beautiful? Sweet. That's what you want from your man.
Exactly right. And whether this happens or not for you, which we won't find out till Friday, it sounds like you guys really have your relationship sorted. So good on you for that.
We'll be getting married either way. We'll be getting married sooner or later.
Oh, good. Well, thank you, Karen. Good luck. Karen and Brendan may be walking away with a drive-through wedding this Friday. We're announcing the winner before 9 o'clock in the show. And they're getting married around midday, Bar Beach. Going to be special, guys.
Yeah, awesome. It's going to be amazing.
But, guys, on Monday, I did a cleanse of Newcastle, and I... Maddie, you've been doused in the cleanse twice in 2 weeks, okay? Because I did it the first time and you really sort of zenned out. But the thing is, the second cleanse that I did live on the show, I still, I guess...
You did your witch doctor magic.
I did
magic.
My witch doctor moves with my inset stick around you. And now we've had some Freaky Friday business. You've got a theory... about the two of us.
Well, you alerted me to this yesterday.
Yeah.
Crevo, I think that Jade and I have swapped vibes.
See, I've got no idea about this, so I'm looking forward to hearing this.
Oh, I've got the proof ready to go. Doing it after the news at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, when you wake up.
New FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
De Novos.
New FM. So, Jade, yesterday on the show, based on listener recommendation, you took off your bra for an hour.
Yeah.
And you were like, this is terrible. And Maddie and I were like, what's the big deal? You said, well, why don't you try it then?
Having boobs.
Exactly. So, for the last almost hour and a half, we have been wearing 2 water balloons on a rope around our neck to simulate boobs.
How are you going?
Neck pain.
They look quite real.
Is my description.
Look, I've really embraced it.
You've got the push-up bra effect.
You've got a bit of a cleavage vibe going on with that that furry jacket you're wearing.
Yeah.
I feel like I belong in a scary movie or something, you know? I'll be the bikini girl.
The New FM live stream, if you want to have a look.
Very weighty.
Yeah, they are. They're so heavy.
Very annoying.
Yeah.
The neck pain is real for a lot of women.
Yeah, it is.
Back pain.
I mean, if Jade, you're a woman. If you had to...
Yes.
I've just discovered this now. if you had to look at the size of these water balloons, like
they're accurate.
Cup size, what would you guess?
What cup size are we wearing?
I'm saying a D. Maybe.
So they're fairly big.
Yeah.
Big knockers.
They're quite large, what you've got.
They're weighty.
Around your neck at the moment.
I compared them to to a mango.
Very big. It's like a mango on steroids.
Well, there's ones I said before that you get from up in Northern Territory. They get them at the end of the season.
Yeah.
You know, they come down.
Yeah.
Do you know what my favourite part about this is?
You can't stop touching them.
Walking through the halls of the radio station, the strange looks. They must be thinking, what are they doing?
What's going on?
What is wrong with them? They've really hit new life.
I love how you're just holding them, though, Maddie. Like, it's amazing.
Correction. What they're saying is, what are they doing now? Because, it's a daily thing.
Hey, Hamish.
That is true.
You're a part of it, my friend.
I'm not wearing anything. I mean, yes, I am. And then I'll just go
tarnished with the same brush, which is us.
Hey, coming up next, Jay did a Witch Doctor magic on Monday. She did a total citywide cleanse of Newcastle. So she got her little incense sticks out and she performs a little ceremony, you know, waves them around your head and your whole body.
Whispering through the air.
It's good. It's a good feeling. We joke about it, but I am actually really serious when I do it.
In all seriousness, Jade, you've done it twice to me within the last 7 days, and I've got to say, I have changed my whole outlook in a lot of ways.
You have.
And I'm being serious. Yeah. Like, I've just really been trying to be more positive every day and, you know, just trying to work through my issues. And it's like, you know what? It's worked.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's all that. It's probably just,
You're a believer. It's all about believing and, like, committing to the good energy.
So one thing I've noticed around the office in particular is your negativity this week.
Oh, yeah.
It's been there. You know, we have a big whiteboard in here and it says be positive. So it's a little reminder if we ever get, you know, too caught up in our issues, we just remind each other, be positive.
Be positive. That's right. It's a team pact we made.
Usually it's you two saying to me,
Maddie,
look positive. At the board. Not this week. I've been saying it to you. I think we may have swapped vibes.
I think like a Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday.
I've noticed a bit of this.
Well, I'm going to tell you more next. It's quite fascinating. I think I'm being real here. Jade, I think you've turned into me and I've turned into you. Doing it next after Halsey. You should be so sad. True. New FM. Good morning. Halsey, rate the music now, newfm.com.au, for your chance to walk away with these beautiful Yumbo Rama meals delivered direct to your door. Very convenient. It takes under 10 minutes. Right now, though, we're talking Jade and I's Freaky Friday situation.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
So, Jade, you did your little witch doctor magic, your little cleanse the other day with your, what are they
nag
called?
Champa.
Sticks, the incense. I always worry about this stuff because you never know what they will really do.
It's positive. It's a positive incense. It purifies and sanctifies the area that you're in, like any negativity. So if you move into a new house, a lot of people do this. Instead, like it's a... what's the word? An alternative for a smudge stick. You can actually use sandalwood. Wow. Will have the same effect.
Remember you said on Monday, you were like, oh, you know, it takes a few days to come into effect. Well, I think it has because I think you and I, Jade, I don't know if you've noticed, Crevo, we've swapped vibes. It's almost like we've had a Freaky Friday situation. Mm-hmm. I've turned into you and you've turned into me.
Well, not being inside either of your bodies, I hadn't really noticed it until you brought it up.
Yeah.
But then, now you're talking about it, Maddie, you've been a ball of positivity.
I really have.
And Jade, you've been dragging things down at points. And that's a total flip.
Usually it's either one of you trying to calm me down. I'm like quite reactive. Yeah. Jade, I had to calm you down yesterday. I'm like, doll, don't worry about it.
I know.
Life's good. It's all sweet.
It's a small thing.
Yeah, that's probably the perfect word. You are more reactive or have been in the past. So, like... Mm. Maddie, you don't really think before you fly off the handle.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm now doing that. Like, yesterday, you know, we're going in...
It's like work-related stress.
It's
little things,
just
really.
Little things that you shouldn't even let get to, but you just do because you get overwhelmed because you're passionate and you just... You want to make things happen.
I want to run through the things that I've noticed in myself that have been that are very similar to what you do, right? And it really hit me last night. So we had a three-way call yesterday, last night about 8 o'clock, FaceTime call.
Yep.
And you know how you can do the little face filters over the top of, you know?
Oh, yeah, like a lizard or something.
Yeah.
And, God, you guys went to town on it.
Yeah.
Everyone was fat face. Yeah. And
you had the pizza face.
You didn't do it. I had the princess's crown on, but you guys were like, you know, just chatting away.
Yeah.
And here I am obsessing over the filters. Now, that's something that you would usually do, Jade.
That's correct. True. Normally, Jade would be just maybe even making the call for the purpose of finding a new filter.
When have you ever known me to do a filter on my face during a FaceTime call? Never.
And then you screenshotted it. And you sent it to us in the group, which I always do.
That's something you do, Jade. I actually, now you mention this, I thought that was Jade who did it.
No, it was Maddie.
That was me. So there's one for me. Also, I don't know if you noticed, not so much you, Crevo, last night, but Jackson and Jade, you were getting lots of Instagram videos from me.
Yeah.
When do I ever do that?
Yeah, I did find that a little bit strange. I was like, oh, this is nice, but it's definitely not the
that's
usual
a Jade
Maddie.
Move. Yeah.
Jade's usually the one that's trolling you with a funny little video.
Look at my new plant.
That's another one. That's like gear. Pets or whatever. And
there's been no videos from you, Jade.
I have gone a little bit quiet.
And of course, I now have boobs today, which Jade, of course, also has boobs, so I'll give myself one there.
Yes. God. And like, I've become you in terms of where, you know, Maddie generally likes to, when he tells a story, he likes to reenact it to the point where he reenacts, all characters in the story.
Yeah, he walks. My favourite thing that you do, Maddie, and I love this, actually, when he tells a story, so at certain points, he'll walk out of the room, get everyone to wait so that he can come back in a new character. like we're in a year 10 drama class. And it's brilliant.
It is really good. But I'm now doing that. I was doing it to Jackson yesterday. I was in here with you, Maddie. It's weird. And I've just noticed lately I have felt a little bit more stressed. And you know what I realised what I've done
it's
wrong?
It's your own fault.
No, yeah. I didn't cleanse myself with the incense.
You're right.
So I took all the negative energy in the room and I sucked it into my being. So when I get home today, I'm going to be doing a self-cleanse and zenning out.
So there's a question I have is how do you get the Nag Champa incense stick to wave around you?
Oh, I just wave it around myself.
Ah, okay.
And then I just say some positivity affirmations and I'll repel all the negativity.
Because if you had a ceiling fan, you could tie it on there and put it on low and sit underneath it and you get heaps of negative gone from you.
Yeah, very true. Messy, though. I just want to say thank you to you, Jade.
You're welcome.
For giving me your vibe. I apologise that you've now taken on my old vibe. There's nothing I can do, but I'm keeping this one. So.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Now.
You know what you're getting for your birthday and Christmas presents? A packet of Nag Champa to
great
burn throughout
you.
The year.
Yeah. How much are they a pack?
Oh, they're not that expensive. Like $2.99.
Happy birthday.
Hey. Oh, there you go.
Love that. Awesome, Jade.
But love it or loathe it after this, fellas.
Yep. Getting Creve on my thoughts on the Daily Top is you got to follow through, Jade. You got to follow through.
No, I'm sorry.
8:50.
Jade, Maddie and Creve, the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Creve, when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love it.
Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
It's my job today to get Crevo and Maddie your thoughts on the daily topic. And today it is Harry Potter. Love it or loathe it.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it. I mean, certain times.
I think I like the books and not the movies that much.
Okay. Well, I'm confused. Do you love it or do you loathe it?
Is it in general or books or movies? You make a choice.
Books.
No fence sitting. Books, love it.
Maddie?
I like both of them. Love it. Yeah,
I'm glad. Harry Potter is probably one of the greatest books ever written on Earth.
The entire
series. Oh, you can't beat it. It's hands down.
The books, you know, the Quran, the Bible.
No, it's bigger than that. It's actually a
it's
religion.
Than that.
A
no,
religion
it isn't.
Of its own. Yes, it is. I reckon. Don't quote me.
But, all right, we won't.
Or the stats, because I don't have them in front of me. But I reckon there's a high chance there's been more Harry Potter books possibly sold.
Not than the Bible. Not even a chance. Anyway.
Jay, this is not a close. Debate.
Anyway, yeah. J.K. Rowling.
Of supplies. Stop hoarding.
J.K. Rowling has released a children's book, guys, called The Ichabog. Online for free. This is amazing. Amazing. So obviously J.K. Rowling, if you didn't know, has written the Harry Potter books and she's announced this new story called The Ichabog. And it's apparently meant to entertain children during the coronavirus. And apparently, she actually started writing the Ichabod while she was still completing the original Wizarding World series and intended to publish it as the seventh and final Harry Potter book.
I feel like she's just saying that to give it legitimacy.
Yeah. Just sell a bunch. She probably just wrote this book and went, oh, it's a bit rubbish.
No. Well, maybe.
Ichabod. The Ichabod.
Do you know what? She did leave it the draft in the attic and she said she forgot about it for a while.
Isn't it really funny? I call BS on that.
But yeah, out the back of the sand gate here, we got a big old Ichabod as well.
You know what's that's so funny about funny. This, right?
Yeah.
So as if she has had that in her attic for all of those years, it's really interesting to see all the different people and authors that have tried to, like, strike gold with their wizarding-type world stories after Harry Potter. I feel like all those authors that were sat there for days trying to come up with a concept that would sell
a new
millions
one.
Of books. The Ichabod. It was there all along.
In my attic. But you know what she's saying, though? She's emphasising that the new story is not a Harry Potter spin-off, but a standalone fairy tale.
Yeah.
But then, like, that contradicts what she said earlier in the fact that she was going to publish it as the seventh and final Harry Potter book.
Are you
going to
read it?
Yeah, I probably will. It's online. It's free, mums and dads. So, hey, if your kids are into Harry Potter, get onto it.
But it's nothing to do with Harry Potter.
No. I dropped a big old Ichabod this morning.
We'll talk about fence sitting. She doesn't know whether it's Harry Potter or not.
Even she doesn't know. She wrote the thing. Doesn't sound great.
Yeah, well,
there you go, Jane.
The
Ichabod.
Yeah, the Ichabod. Oh, actually, it sounds interesting.
Great name.
The Ichabod.
Well, we've had boobs on all day.
How's your neck feeling?
Oh, the rope is cutting into my spine.
I've got a
sore
neck.
You know, I'm really proud of you guys from the deepest depths of within me because I didn't think yous would have pulled off 2 hours straight.
All right, do you want to come and unboob us, please?
Yeah, I'll deboob you. Yeah, all right, here we go. The surgeon's coming.
Here, I'll open up my jacket so it's easier to get to them.
All right.
I never thought in one day I'd have a boob job and a breast reduction.
Yeah. Oh, that feels so much better. Oh, I feel so much lighter.
Come on, Jay.
It's funny because that's what it feels like for women when you get home after a long day at work and you finally take the bra off. Exactly what you just did, Creevo.
Okay, I'm unbuttoning.
All right, Jade's. She's handled my boobs. Now she's going over to remove Maddie's boobs.
Maddie.
He's closing his eyes. How good does it feel? Just quietly.
Whole new respect.
Yeah,
whole
totally.
New level of respect. All you ladies out there.
I don't know. I think you were pretty reluctant to take those off there. You were having a bit too much fun there.
Hamish, how come you didn't wear any today?
I don't know.
You want? Well, you can try now.
No, I'm all right. I can't. It's cool.
You know what? I reckon people in the office will secretly try these on when nobody's here.
If we leave them, let's leave a camera on and see what happens.
The weekend workers, they'll be like,
what's this? Give me some of that action.
All right, well, there you go. There's an interesting show. Thanks, guys. Producer Jackson, 105 commercial free. Kicking off in a minute.
Yeah, got some Ed Sheeran coming up.
Love him.
Beautiful awesome. People. A track written about
I can see him wearing a pair of fakies.
Oh,
Ed Sheeran. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He's not very ripped. I think he's got his own, to be honest. Shania Twain.
Oh, what,
man,
what
I feel like a
song.
Woman. Yeah, your theme song today, boys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love that for all of you. Also, 5 seconds of summer.
Oh,
Youngblood.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Awesome. I can't wait. 105 commercial free coming up with
Where's
Jackson.
Jade? She like in another country.
She's off mic because she had to remove Maddie's boots.
She's gone to the Ichabod. All right, guys.
She's
we'll
gone
see
to drop
tomorrow.
An Ichabod off.
See ya. Bye.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.